This is Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Congressional hopeful Nadia Milliron, an independent candidate in Massachusetts' 1st District. She's running against the longtime Democratic Congressman Richard Neal in the November 5th election. In our first conversation the other day, Nadia, we talked about your sort of unique and very painful path to running for office. Today, I want to ask you about some very specific issues that are coming up in this campaign and would await you in Congress, okay?
Yes. Thank you, Ian.
Sure.
Glad to be here.
So first of all, what's your position on abortion and a woman's right to choose?
So abortion is part of healthcare, and I believe that each person should have total access to healthcare. And I also believe that it's not my business and not anybody's business, not government. It's between a woman and her medical care providers, what she chooses to do. So that's my position. I hope it's clear.
And would you have any exceptions to just a woman's choice at any point?
No, it's not my business. It's up to her to do whatever is best for her mental and physical well-being.
A lot of people tie the issue of abortion to the Supreme Court ruling of 2022 in the Dobbs decision, and that has led for calls from some quarters to either expand the size of the court or establish term limits for justices. Do you favor any sorts of changes to the Supreme Court?
I'm in general in favor of term limits, but I feel that I don't know a lot about this particular issue. I've been spending a lot of time working on the issues that are of major concern to the district, to the people who live here, their quality of life. So a candidate or a representative can't know everything about everything. So I would talk to my constituents and try to figure out what they would prefer on this issue. In general, though, I want term limits for everybody. I mean, that's my instinct.
And how long would you serve if elected to Congress?
Yeah, I would. If the voters voted me in, I would only run, I would only be elected 3 times. So 6 years total. But ideally for Congress, you would have 2 4-year terms. And that would require a constitutional amendment. So that's a pretty high bar to change that. So I'm not promising that I could change it. The only thing that I could promise is that I would model it. But it really should be 2 4-year terms, because during 4 years, you could get something done. You wouldn't be spending the second year just running for the next term. So it makes more sense. And then you can see with lots of Congress people, but also particularly with Richard Neal, who has some of the most funding of corporate funding of any member of Congress, you can see the change in their behavior. So I voted for Richard Neal, some time ago, but he has been very responsive to his corporate funders. And you can look at that with General Electric in Lee. So in our county, Berkshire County, a big issue is the PCBs in the Housatonic River. And there is planned to be a dump in a residential area in Lee. But Richard Neal didn't believe that that should happen, along with most of the people here. He thought 4 years ago that, like the electorate, that material should be processed and then stored safely. But $50,000 later, General Electric has contributed to his campaign. Now he's changed his mind. Now he thinks that toxic carcinogenic material should be in a residential area next to the river that it was pulled out of and next to a state park.
Now my child, sorry to interrupt, but interrupt Nadia, but just to be fair to the congressman, the rest of river agreement that you're talking about was agreed to by also both U.S. senators and the local officials and the state representatives for the area. So that was an all levels of government brokerage that was described as the best way forward after years of discussion.
Yeah, so I disagree with that. And so the constituents didn't want it. And all those negotiations were secret. And there's a lot of contributions that are behind the contributions. Neal changed the situation, as well as other in this case, corrupt legislators. And so the people don't want it. The people of Lee don't want this.
Who are you accusing of corruption?
Anybody who received money from General Electric and changed their position on this issue to be different from what their constituents want. Yeah. So a representative or a legislator is supposed to represent what the people who voted for them want. And so if they're not doing that, then they are representing the money, they're representing the people that are donating to them, not their voters.
So, what's your vision of the plan for the Housatonic River cleanup and that Lee dump that has proven to be so unpopular locally? What would you do instead?
I do not have a clear plan because I am not an expert on these issues, but they initially said they were going to take it to a processing plant and then store it in a safer way. My own child died of an environmental cancer, and there are a lot of people who have had cancer from PCBs in our area and, you know, who have died. So we can't expose them again. We can't have a potential exposure again. So any kind of solution that would not make the human beings who live here vulnerable, that is what I would support. But I don't know the details of that. I just know that I would be guided by the desires and priorities and needs and healthcare of the human beings who live here.
I think people listening can understand that you're a progressive independent candidate. If elected to Congress, would you caucus with the Democrats? Would you support Hakeem Jeffries for speaker?
I can't say how that would all play out, but probably yes. Probably it seems most likely that I would do that. Whatever I would do, it would be in the highest interest of my district. So whatever kind of leverage I could get to get the interests of the districts attended to is what I would do. Most probably, yes, I would do what Bernie Sanders has done and caucus with the Democrats. And I don't know if, you know, I don't know the politics that will play out with Hakeem Jeffries.
Who do you plan to vote for president this year?
Yeah, I'm not endorsing anybody and I'm not asking for any endorsements. So the issues in this race are not to do with the president.
Well, they kind of are. You know, it'll be a very different country if one or the other candidate wins. And the Congress would have a role to play in either supporting their agenda or not.
I am going to take the position of many other independent candidates that I am going to stay out of the presidential race, stick with my own race. I am not happy with either quality of the presidential candidates. It is a difficult thing to try to decide because I think we could do much better than both of the candidates. We have amazing people in our country. We have people with great leadership skills, with great integrity, and I'm not seeing that on the slate right now. So it's a tough thing. I want to just stick with what I can manage, which is a representative's race, and it's not my role to tell people how to vote.
Well, you could tell them how you might vote, but well, that's fair enough. We'll leave it there. There's a minute to go in today's segment. So I'd like you to answer this question next. One of your campaign issues is improving access to health care. So how would you accomplish that, especially in an area like the Berkshires?
So we need more doctors in our district, and there is legislation in the Senate and House, and it's under the auspices of the Ways and Means Committee. So Richard Neal has not signed onto it, even though it's his committee. So that legislation will increase the number of doctors in our country, and that's very important for our district. So there's a bottleneck that right now we don't have enough residencies for medical doctors. We need to incentivize doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners to come into our district by helping them. The federal government needs to help them pay their school loans. So as a contract, that happens in many rural areas where we bring people in and they do an exchange for having some of that burden taken off them in exchange for working for 6 years in the district. So we really, really need to do that because people are practically uncovered. They pay for healthcare insurance, but they can't get an appointment for 4 to 6 months. So in that sense, they're not being seen. Their issues, their medical issues are not being attended to. So we have to solve this problem. It's affecting absolutely everyone in the district.
And just very quickly to close the loop on this, what kind of healthcare system do you prefer? Are you a single payer model advocate or something else?
We need to have healthcare for every single person in our country. And we have to start with getting the personnel on the ground that can provide that healthcare. So we need to take it step by step. And that would be the first step I would take.
We've been speaking with Nadia Millerin. She is an independent candidate for Congress in Massachusetts' 1st House District this November. She's running against the longtime Democratic Representative Richard Neal. Nadia, we're grateful for your time. And when we come back the next time, I've got a lot more for you.
Thank you so much, Ian. Really glad to be here.